First, over half of Americans take some kind of nutritional supplement, things like multivitamins, fish oil, calcium, vitamin C, and more. But in many cases, there isn't a lot of research showing that the supplements are helping to prevent disease or boost health. Liz Sabo is a senior correspondent at Kaiser Health News, where she focuses on acute care and end-of-life issues. Her recent piece is called Older Americans Are Hooked on Vitamins Despite Scarce Evidence They Work. Liz, welcome back to Central Time.
Nice to be here.
Well, can you talk about the scope of nutritional supplement use in the United States, especially among older adults? How many people are taking these things?
Yeah, vitamins are just incredibly popular. More than half of Americans take them. And when you look at people 65 and over, it goes up to 68%, so over two-thirds. And then among these seniors, 29% of them take four or more, so they're taking multiple vitamins.
And often over the years, doctors have recommended particular nutritional supplements to their patients. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. A lot of doctors get caught up in the hype, just like patients do. And when early studies suggest that a vitamin could be a miracle cure for something, even doctors start prescribing them.
And let's get into that early study versus later research. You say that's a common trend. Talk about how that ends up working out.
Yeah, well, it's pretty tricky. The way scientists work is that they typically will start with a small trial, maybe just in mice or, you know, kind of small inexpensive studies. And that's okay with a drug because if an early study suggests a drug is helpful, you and I can't go to the pharmacy and get it without a prescription. But even a small study of a vitamin could get a lot of publicity, and any of us can go out and take it. And it can often take years, maybe a decade, before really rigorous, long-term, large studies come out. And by the time that those come out, invariably they show the vitamin has no benefit, or in some cases, it's actually harmful.
Is there enough research in that longer-term research to really rule out a benefit of a vitamin, or are we in a state where there's more research needed on a lot of these things?
It depends. For some of them, you may remember a supplement called beta-carotene in the 80s. People were really excited about this one. They thought it might prevent cancer. Turns out they did some really, really large definitive studies, and it increased cancer. So nobody's recommending that. Vitamin E was the same way. People thought it was going to decrease cancer, decrease heart disease. Turns out it actually increased prostate cancer. So no one is recommending that. The door is pretty much closed on vitamin E. There's still a lot of interest in vitamin D, but a lot of the recent large randomized controlled trials, which are the gold standard of medical research, a lot of those have been negative. There's been no benefit to vitamin D for taking falls, for example, to prevent fractures in older people. Now, there is still one big study about vitamin D that is due to come out in the next year. So that will maybe give us the last word on vitamin D.
It seems kind of logical, and maybe this is what drives a lot of vitamin use, that, okay, not having vitamins we know is bad for us. Therefore, taking a particular vitamin or a multivitamin, by extension, must be good for us. But it doesn't pan out that way necessarily.
Right. Well, what really surprised me in doing my research for this story is to realize that just about all of us are already taking vitamins, whether we know it or not, and that's because we eat food. Virtually everything you eat these days, if it's in any way processed, has vitamins added. Your flour, when you buy enriched flour, that is enriched with B vitamins, including folic acid. Your milk, to prevent rickets, is enriched with vitamin D. Your salt is iodized. So in order to wipe out these diseases that were related to vitamin deficiency from the olden days, you know, we've been fortifying our food. So even if you're not taking a pill, your diet is already pretty heavily fortified.
I think a general sentiment is that, well, here in the United States, we have pretty bad diets. We eat a lot of junk food. Why not have a little insurance there, take that multivitamin, round things out a little bit?
Exactly. And there are some respected scientists who do still think that a multivitamin is good insurance. But as bad as our diets are, they're mostly bad in terms of getting too much fat, too much sodium, too many calories in general. I mean, I think the main problem is just too much food, too many calories. But but scientists say that our diet isn't really deficient in terms of vitamins. In fact, one doctor from the National Cancer Institute said it's actually hard to avoid getting the full range of vitamins. If you think about it, even a cheeseburger, well, that cheese has got vitamin D, milk. Your fries are going to have iodine. The bun on the cheeseburger is going to have B vitamins. So our diets are really problematic, but they're not short on vitamins.
Liz Sabo is with us from Kaiser Health News. She wrote a recent piece on nutritional supplements saying many people, especially older people, are taking vitamins and other supplements that don't really have a proven track record of health benefits. And Liz, some people might hear that and say, okay, well, there's no harm in taking them. But talk about seniors in particular who you say are maybe taking four different supplements and maybe taking medications, prescription medications at the same time.
Right. Well, everyone recommends that if you go to the doctor and they ask you to tell them that what medications you're taking, also, even if they don't ask, definitely tell them what vitamin supplements or herbal supplements you're taking, because some of them can have bad effects with your medications. And the other thing is, a lot of people think, well, vitamins are natural; they can't possibly cause harm, but scientists have explained to me, you know, if you think a vitamin has an effect and you're putting it in your body, then you're treating it sort of like a drug, and you should be as cautious the way you would be with a drug. And vitamins can have side effects. You know, I and a lot of women took calcium for years thinking it would protect my bones. Now studies show calcium doesn't actually help prevent falls and fractures in older people, and if anything, the calcium can give you kidney stones and cause harm.
One of the researchers you talked to, or an expert you talked to, said, well, maybe the problem is a lot of these big vitamin studies are in a 5 to 10 year time frame, and the benefits might be a longer term payoff. Is that right?
Yeah, he felt like, well, you know, maybe we need to see, a much longer study. Other researchers say, you know, we don't really have to worry about that because some of these studies are just so large. There's one called Vital that's going to be looking at vitamin D, and that's got 28,000 men and women in it. And those results should be published sometime this year. So other researchers say, you know, if there was really going to be a benefit from these vitamins with 28,000 people taking them for a number of years, we'd see some sort of signal.
There's been a lot of research on the benefits of getting vitamins from our diet. A lot of that happened here in Wisconsin, actually, originally. But one of the mysteries, it seems like, still, based on reading your article, is the fact that a vitamin is helpful when taken as a part of food. It might be a different thing, you know, as part of a diet, as opposed to we're isolating this one element of food and taking it separately.
Yeah, that's right. You know, doctors want us to be healthy, so scientists are always trying to look for the magic bullet and the secret sauce. But it can be really hard to identify what is the magical ingredient. For example, with fish, lots and lots of studies show that in populations where people eat a lot of fish, they're healthier. They have less heart disease. So everyone thought, well, it's got to be the omega-3 fatty acids that everyone's heard so much about. Well, all the studies of fish oil have pretty much been negative now that the really good, rigorous trials are coming out. And one very respected nutritionist said, you know, maybe the reason people who eat so much fish are healthier is because of what they're not eating. Maybe if they're eating salmon, they're not eating hamburgers and french fries and meatloaf.
And another thing that can confound things, you write, is that maybe a lot of the people who are able to afford and learn about vitamins and things like that, well, maybe they have access to better nutrition to begin with. How do you tease that out from the benefits of the supplements?
Exactly. It seems like for the most part, the people who take supplements are healthier and wealthier than the average person. They're very educated, so they know about the health benefits of healthy living. One woman I interviewed plays tennis 3 to 4 times a week. She's a lifelong non-smoker. She watches her weight. She's a really typical vitamin taker. The person you might think, well, maybe a vitamin could help, would be someone who has terrible nutrition and doesn't pay attention to their health. Getting those people to take a vitamin is really hard because if you can't get them to stop smoking or eat fresh vegetables, it might be hard to get them to take a vitamin. People in developing countries, you know, that's a different story. Vitamins can be really life-saving for someone who's really starving and who's in a very nutrient-deprived environment. So all of these studies are, that have been done in the United States, where we're all pretty well, we're all pretty well nourished, have been negative, and maybe, you know, maybe the answer is just different depending on the population you're looking at.
Did you encounter research looking at either populations, as you were just saying, in countries that don't have access to complete nutrition, where they're just plain not getting the nutrients they need, or in places where there might be bad health habits, like you were talking about, smoking and other things, where maybe a supplement could be beneficial, we just don't know it?
Yeah. Well, I know that vitamin A is given to people in developing countries, and vitamins can absolutely be life-saving for people who are just struggling to get the basic number of calories. What's interesting is when they did the studies on beta-carotene, they looked at people at really high risk of lung cancer. There was a Finnish study that looked at male smokers who were hardcore smokers or who had been exposed to asbestos. So they had the highest risk of cancer, and they thought, well, let's see if beta-carotene helps them. And that's the study that found they had more cancer. And what's interesting is beta-carotene is what's called an antioxidant, so is vitamin E. There's a lot of excitement about antioxidants. They seem to be terrific if you get them from food. If you're eating lots of carrots and broccoli, those nutrients seem great. When they try to give you really large doses in a pill, that's where it seems like antioxidants may be harmful. And I think a lot of people have thought that vitamins are sort of like hugs. You know, if a little is good, a lot is great. You can never have too many. Turns out maybe you can have too many. Maybe nature designed the amount of vitamin that you get in a carrot for good reason. Maybe you shouldn't really try to eat the equivalent of 50 carrots and a vitamin.
Liz, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Liz Sabo, a senior correspondent at Kaiser Health News, where she focuses on acute care and end-of-life issues. She joined us to talk about her recent piece on the research on nutritional supplements.